Montana Governor Steve Bullock says his experience representing a state with a 7% Native population has helped prepare him for his Monday appearance at the Native American Presidential Forum in Sioux City, Iowa. From signing Hannah's Act into law to launching the first apprenticeship program on tribal college campuses, Bullock says indigenous issues are
something that I've done a lot of work on as governor, and I think it's important that we elevate that as we look at what we need to do going into 2020.
He's not the only one who thinks that. Bullock is one of 9 confirmed candidates attending the Frank LaMare Native American Presidential Forum, along with Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and others. President Donald Trump was invited but is not listed as a confirmed candidate. Participants will appear one by one, starting with self-help author Marianne Williamson at 9 a.m. Monday morning. Bullock is scheduled to speak at 3 p.m. that day. 3-person panels composed of a male and female elected tribal leader and a youth will take turns asking questions while Indian Country Today editor Mark Trahant will moderate. Trahant says the forum is a departure from the past 2 Democratic debates.
Oh, they won't even be on the same planet. I'll be talking about issues that, for many of these candidates, it'll be the first time they've talked about it.
He says their traditional talking points won't work. They'll have to think on their feet and navigate new territory. But this forum is also about leaving them better informed than they entered. One of its stated goals is to help educate candidates on the issues. So I'm wondering, what are some things you're looking forward to teaching the candidates?
Well, I think about the complexity of Indian affairs and how it really is part of the American story.
He says he hopes to tell candidates about the treaties the federal government must uphold and their legal obligations to do so. He hosted a similar forum in 2007 called Prez on the Res, but major candidates didn't show. Former U.S. Representative Dennis Kucinich was the forum's biggest name. Now, Trahant says this forum will be much bigger, and that's in no small part because of the battleground states that the Native vote could swing. There are 7 contested states with high Native populations: Arizona, North Carolina, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nevada, and Colorado. That's from research by Four Directions, the nonprofit that's hosting the forum. Kevin Alis is the CEO of the National Congress of American Indians, which will help host the forum. Alis says in the past, the margins were too big for politicians to pay attention to Native American voters, but now,
if you look at the 2016 election margins, we matter. We make a difference.
He's talking about states like Michigan, where President Donald Trump won by a hair last presidential election.
There's almost 110,000 Native American voters in the state of Michigan, and the margin was only 11,000 in 2016.
And what about Montana?
Montana is a very important state for us. We have a very large Native population for us there, and the issues in Montana that tribes face are very similar, you know, the bases everywhere else.
He says outdated infrastructure and poor rural broadband are issues that people face across Indian country. Dustin Monroe has his own questions he'd like to see candidates answer. He lives in Missoula and is Blackfeet and Assiniboine. He used to run a nonprofit that registered Native Americans to vote throughout the state. He voted Bullock into the governor's house twice, first in 2012, then again in 2016. But now he says he and his friends will watch the forum with other candidates in mind.
I think I really want to see the answers. I really want to see how Elizabeth Warren differs from Bernie Sanders.
He's eager to see how candidates address things like economic development on reservations. But for Bullock, Monroe has a separate set of Montana-specific questions.
I would really ask him about the housing in Montana and why for reservation communities that has not improved.
Monroe says the fact that candidates will be pressed on issues like this is a historic moment that would make his ancestors proud.
It makes my heart feel good because our issues are starting to, people are starting to realize the value and our voice is starting to be heard.
He says he can't wait to turn on the forum live stream first thing Monday morning. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.